Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Spencer Whitelow from the Spencer Show. And tonight our show is about World Mental Health Day. And we're going to talk, it's to raise awareness and change and saving lives. And we also going to do After Dark about 11:15. So you can always stay in for that. First, let me go to, okay, it's a film called You Are Not Alone. It's a documentary, and you can Google it and find it online, and you can watch the trailer. And again, it's called You Are Not Alone. And it's dealing with suicide, mental issues, black gay men, and different mental issues that occur in men and women. And it's not just a certain race that's affected by it. So it's, again, it's online. And it's focusing on the influence of individuals' lives, depression, especially if left untreated. And it can lead to suicide. Some people with mental illness, sometimes they want to suicide and sometimes they don't. It's like different levels, like any other type of disease. But it's a lot to deal with. And then if you want to call in, you can you can call in, and then you can voice your opinion, and you can also you have to press 1. And right now, I'm about to go into 5 signs that seeking help maybe benefit you. So this is like a tip when you to speak to a therapist. So right now it's like mental health and concerns and emotions are a difficult impact on many people of all ages and ethnic groups and social status. However, a few people receive the needed treatment to help them to improve their lives and decrease psychology. Difficult. If you are unsure when it's appropriate to seek help from mental health services, let me see. I guess you can go to your local hospital and then tell them what is your issues and stuff like that. Now, the first one is. It's called there's a personality change. You notice a sudden gradual change in the way that someone is typically behaving. He or she may behave in a way that does not seem to fit the person's values, or other persons may just seem different. So. So basically, this thing is a personality change. So, and somebody acting happy and they act sad, and then if they're going off and all that different stuff, it's a mental health issue. And then if they are like angry, anxiety, or moody, you will notice the person has more frequent problems with controlling his or her temper, or that seems irritable or unable to calm down. People in more extreme situations of this kind may be unable to sleep or maybe explore in anger and at minor problems. So these are signs that you can look for. And then another sign is that it's withdrawn or from themselves, from other people. So, you know, that's also a sign you can look at. They said someone who used to be social, engaged, and maybe pulled away from his family and friends and stopped taking part in activities that he or she used to enjoy. And in several cases, the person may start falling into it, work or school. Let me see. Oh, yeah. They said the person may start failing to make it to work or school and not able to confuse with the behavior of someone who is more irritated. The signs make by change in someone, typical social ability of when someone is pulled away from the social support he or she typically has. Another one is they stop taking care of themselves and maybe engage in risky behavior. You may notice a change in the person's personal level of a person care of an act of proof of judgment on his or her part. For instance, if someone let his or her personal hygiene deteriorate or the person may start abusing alcohol or drugs or engaging in other self-destructive behavior, it may alert loved ones. Right now, we're going to go to a song, and then we'll be right back. Thank you. Okay, we're back, and we are here with our last tip for if you need to see a therapist. Okay, they seem to overcome with hopelessness, overwhelmed by circumstances. I can't get the word out, sorry. And have noticed that someone is used to be optimistic and now cannot find anything to be hopeful about. The person may suffer extreme prolonging grief or feeling worthlessness or guilt. People in this situation may say that the world would be better off without them, suggesting suicide thinking. If you know anyone who needs help, you can learn more at www.changedirection.org. That's it for us tonight with our mental health awareness information. And now we're about to go into After Dark with adult talk and music. So I think one of our posses is here. So let me get them on the line. Sean, are you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
I'm doing good.
That's
hold
great.
On for a minute. Oh, okay. Yeah, we're back. So what we about to do before we go into the questions, we're going to go into a song and we'll be right back.
What do you think?
She looks perfect.
Thank you.
All right, we're back. This is After Dark with Adult Conversation and Music. So we're going to Sean, are you ready for the first question?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Would you rather have sex in a crowded library or a full classroom?
In a quiet library. A crowded library.
Yeah, crowded library.
Name one. I couldn't do it in name one. When I get down to business like that, I want it to be just me and that person. I'm not showing all my tricks and all that. You know, I couldn't do it in that one.
I would have to say a crowded library.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Would you rather have sex with your celebrity crush or your real life crush?
My self-made crush or my real life crush?
No. Would you rather have sex with your celebrity, like a star crush?
Oh, my celebrity crush.
Yeah.
Or my real life
crush. Right.
Oh, my real life crush.
Oh, okay. I would say real life too.
Yeah, because I know I never had that celebrity, so I'll have a better chance of having it with my real life.
Okay, the next question is, would you rather give up masturbation or never receive oral sex ever again?
Ooh. Probably give up masturbation.
Yeah, me too. Probably give up masturbation. Yeah. Okay. Would you rather have sex on a beach or in a forest?
On the beach, because I never did. I didn't did it in the woods before, but I ain't like that either because the damn mosquitoes. Damn. But, yeah, I never did it on the beach, so that would be, you know, something nice with a fire, you know.
Something romantic, that's nice. Okay, we're about to go into a song. Be right back with more questions on adult conversation with Adult Talk and on After Dark.
All y'all niggas out here rocking that Versace shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't hating, but I'm trying to be on something exclusive, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to cop them for 70. You hear me? Look. Giuseppe's a naughty. It's all on the side of my sneakers, and I got the black and the white ones. I keep my shit all on the low, cause he's looking as niggas is watching. I'm trying to marry Frank Ocean tomorrow, and no one can stop me. No one can stop me. No one can stop me. Damn, I'm gonna hammer my life with a party, and I do it all in Giuseppe's Donati. Giuseppe's Donati. Giuseppe's Donati. Up in the cell, got the white girl all on me, and if you ain't about it, then don't come around me. Don't come around me. Get the fuck from around me. Asking if I got a bumper, cause you can't Honda afford it. The fuck from around me. You niggas is phony. Get chopped like a karate. Then cook like a bocce. And thrown in my salad. Giuseppe, all of my blow is so good and it be as white as Madonna. We do a bump of this shit and start twerking like Hannah Montana. I started speaking in Spanish cause all of my plugs is Spanish. They keep it coming and it be as white as the bread on the sandwich. Giuseppe, Giuseppe, Giuseppe's a naughty.
People in Wardies already, man. Go get my shit from the stockroom. You cannot go out and copy, cause it just cost too much of money. All of y'all rocking red bottoms, and I'm at Giuseppe Zanotti. I'm about to pop me some bottles and fuck a whole lot of male models. You heard what I said? I'm about to fuck a whole lot of male models. I think I need a vacation, man. I might just fly out to Cabo. I met him this morning, copped him a ticket, and now we in Cabo.
Okay, we are back with After Dark. This is a dope conversation, and we are reading off questions and answering them. And the next question, let me see. Okay, the next question is, would you rather have sex in a restaurant bathroom or a stadium bathroom?
Restaurant bathroom.
Yeah, I say a restaurant bathroom.
Because I know the
too.
Stadium bathroom going to be packed.
Right.
Yeah.
Would you rather have sex? I don't. What is that? Okay. Would you rather have peanut? No. Would you like to have? Okay. Would you rather have sex using peanut butter or using honey?
Now, one, because first of all, the peanut butter going to make your jaws, give you sticky mouth, and then the honey, I don't like that sticky, ugh, no, now, one.
I would say honey, I would use honey, I would put it like on the skin or whatever. You know, different places, you know.
And you're going to be in
the
mushroom. Yeah, right. Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would use honey.
But no, I don't like honey, so I don't.
Oh, okay.
I'm sweet enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay, would you rather have your mom or your older brother walk in on you?
Oh, my older brother. Shit. No, now one of them. Walk in on me doing, depends on what they walking in on me doing.
Mm-hmm. I would say neither.
I'll say neither either. Depends on what I'm doing. If I ain't doing nothing, but if I'm doing something sexually, now one of them. Ooh, baby. Now one of them. But I wouldn't try to be in that. Ooh, now one. You're right. Now one. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Okay, would you rather give up sex or chocolate?
Ooh, chocolate. Fuck the chocolate. Sex, I be getting, hell no, I want to get that up. Shit. Fuck the chocolate. I'll just be chocolate free.
Yeah, I will give up the chocolate. Okay, we about to go into another song, and I'll be right back.
This song goes out to everybody who ever got in a relationship and was ready to take it down with somebody, and that person just wasn't ready. Still want to see what was out in the streets, and you know you was holding them down, you know what I'm saying? They'll realize it, especially when it's too late, you know what I'm saying? So you just tell them, keep it moving. Tell me what you say now. Damn, you should have stayed down. And if I was a 9-to-5 nigga, you'll probably still be around. But I fucked up and made it. Finally famous, people know what my name is. It kind of hurt me when I found out you was dating.
You could have fucking waited. I'm a man with pride. You don't get a nigga back like that. You don't supposed to do no shit like that. Now you out your own jack. I hope you find what you're looking for. I hope you find what you're looking for. I used to be the nigga you was cooking for. Now I'm the reason you in the liquor store. And this Patron got you in your feelings. And I know you some are probably singing.
I don't need you, I don't need you, I don't need you, I don't need you, but I want you. I don't need you, I don't need you, I don't mean to, I don't mean to, but I love you.
La. I know, I was always on the road. And I know you ain't sleeping alone. But you wasn't sleeping alone. And I was cheating on the road. Trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. But this shit don't make sense, so I called it quits. But you said you wouldn't quit, but where you at now? Try to mute your phone so I can hear the background. And the shit you out here doing getting back to me. They say you out here getting fucked by these whack niggas. Man, I tried to show you love, I was that nigga. But you wanted to be out there with the whack niggas. So go back to them. See if you can get a rack from them. You turn your back on me, so I turn my back to you. Cause my heart is cold. You ain't my ex, you just somebody that I used to know.
I know I don't need you, I don't need you, I don't need you, I don't need you, I don't need you. I still want you.
Okay, we're back. This is After Dark Adult Conversation, and this is with music also. So we're about to go into our next question. These are sex questions. Kitchen counter, couch, or on top of a dryer?
Say that again.
What is that? Kitchen counter, couch, or on top of a dryer?
Would I like to do it on the kitchen counter, a couch, or the top of a dryer? Probably the couch, because you can move all around. It depends on how big the couch is.
I would say the kitchen counter.
Oh, right. You said the kitchen counter. Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So different.
Yeah.
I don't think I would do it on my kitchen
away.
Counter. I say I wouldn't think
okay.
I would do it on my kitchen counter because that's where I prepare my food at.
Mm-hmm.
I do it on the couch because
yeah,
a lot of ass has been on it. I can't do it on my kitchen counter. Hell no. Well, I'm so fair with my food, man. You know now. And I say the couch because there's a lot of ass to sit on it. So, hell, what's the difference between fucking on it and sitting on it? You know, this is something that's a stress.
Okay. Your last is sexual encounter. Good or bad, and why?
My last sexual encounter was 2 weeks ago. Matter of fact, it was 2 weeks ago yesterday. No, 2 weeks ago yesterday. No, a week ago yesterday. And it was fabulous. I mean, it was fabulous because they made me tap out. And I usually have them tap out.
For me, I would say it was good, and why? Because it was like make it last forever, so it was really good. Okay, the next question is, a fictional person that you think would be good in bed?
A who? A fictional person?
A fictional,
a fictional person that I would think is good in bed.
Right.
Popeye.
I'm trying to think. I can't think of anybody.
Superman. Batman.
A speed racer.
All right, speed racer. Quick passing in a hurry, baby. Okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, something that never fails to make you horny.
Something that never makes me, that never fails to make me horny. Talking to my boyfriend on the phone, talking dirty.
For me, it's like when I be walking and be thinking of the person, and then I get horny and get hard. So it's just the that's what it is.
Wait a minute.
So,
yeah. Say that again.
No, I said when I'm walking and thinking about the person, and you know, I get a hard on. That's what I said.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's cool. Mm-hmm. I have did that too. I ain't gonna lie. I have thought about that person that instantly got horny. Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Okay. where is one place you would never have sex?
One place I would never have sex.
Mm-hmm.
In church. In a church.
Mm-hmm.
I will no. Mm-mm. That's one place I know I would never not have been propositioned in the church to do something. In the church. I was like, oh, my God, are you sick? I got away from that person. I ain't want lightning to strike me. I mean, I am what I am, but I ain't going to bring it to the house of the Lord. No, in church. That's one place I know I will never do it. Mm-mm. I don't care who it is.
Yeah, I guess I would have to say church too. Yeah, I mean, that's one place. Yeah, anywhere else is cool, but not at the
mm-hmm.
church.
Right.
Let me see. The most awkward moment during a sexual experience was when blank.
Was when. Ooh. You got some good questions tonight. Ooh, you making me think. The most awkward moment when having sex was when blank. Awkwardest moment when I was having sex was when I had to run from you. It was too much. It was too much. I couldn't take it. I was content, and he was still ready to go. I ran like I want no more. That was about it. I was I couldn't. It was just awkward because I couldn't take no more, and they were still ready to go.
For me, it was more like I did it for 2 hours, and it was like, I'm tired. I need the rest.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
2 hours? Wait a minute. You say 2 hours?
Mm-hmm.
I thought you said the other day you was a two-minute man.
Oh.
Oh, see? Mm-hmm. You contradicting yourself. Ah, he went to a song, baby. Yes, he better go to a song. 2 hours. But you just
look,
you was a...
All of you all niggas right. Is shady, and I'm about to cut down the forest. You should be paying attention, but you cannot Honda afford it. Niggas be worrying about fucking, but you should be getting your money up. You spend too much time hating, that's what you niggas is fucking up. I am the shit, I am so focused, and I'm about to make all of you niggas know it. If that boy puts it good, I'm telling all of you niggas to throw it. You niggas is phony, I see through your smiles, your lies, your crying, and all of your garbage. Man, I'm so hot, spit so much fire, my mouth is on fire, just pour me some water, you know it. The shade is real up in here tonight, I could tell.
Okay.
And niggas frontin' like they want you to do well.
Uh-huh.
They just hatin' cause they ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Tell them go fuck they self. I say fuck them shady ass niggas. Fuck them shady ass niggas. Look, fuck them shady ass niggas. Fuck them shady ass niggas. Tell them fuck you shady ass niggas. Fuck you shady ass niggas. Look, all them bulls boppers. All them bulls boppers. Look, fuck them shady ass niggas. Fuck them shady ass niggas. Look, fuck them shady ass niggas. Fuck them shady ass niggas. Look, fuck them shady ass niggas. Fuck them shady ass niggas. My circle is small cause I don't be fucking with too many niggas. All they won't do is just find out your business and use it against you. Most of you niggas got issues, you sociopathical liars. As soon as they think you sleep, that's when them niggas will try you. Try to fuck over you, ruin your representation, all because you don't want half them. My competition is moving so slow if we racing. I'm about to come around and lap them. Niggas is popping when I'm walking up in the building. All of you doubters are getting. Fuck all you shady ass niggas. If you got a problem, you could just tell them, get at me, you know it. The shade is real up in here tonight, I could tell. And niggas fronting like they want you to do well.
Okay.
They just hating cause they ain't going nowhere.
Love. Tell them go fuck they self. I say fuck them shady ass niggas. Fuck them shady ass niggas. Love. Fuck them shady ass niggas. Fuck them shady ass niggas. Tell them fuck you shady ass nigga. Fuck you shady ass nigga. Love. All them bulls boppers. All them bulls boppers. Love. Fuck them shady ass niggas. Fuck them shady ass niggas. Love. Fuck them shady ass niggas. Fuck them shady ass niggas. Love. Fuck them shady ass niggas. Fuck them shady ass niggas.
Okay, we're back with After Dark, with adult conversation and with music. And we're going back to the questions. And if you want to get into the conversation, just press 1 and you can get into the conversation. So let's go to the next question, if I can get there. Okay, let me see. Okay, what is the weirdest thing that ever made you horny?
The weirdest thing that ever made me horny was, boyfriend was giving me this look, and it made me horny. He was giving me this. I said it was the sex look, and I just instantly got horny.
Okay. Yeah. The weirdest thing you could ever make you horny. I don't got nothing weird. It's just like a feeling. I was like, yeah, I'm horny now. It's time to go for it. That's about it.
And what was that? What was that?
I mean, it was just a feeling with the person that I was with. So, you know,
What it was. Okay, yeah. The person made you horny. Yeah. Okay.
The next question is top or bottom?
Bottom, all the way.
Top.
Okay, let me see.
The next question is something that you have hidden in your room that you do not want anyone to find.
Hmm. Probably my home. Somebody hid in my room that I didn't want anybody to find. My porno tapes.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah. I have to say that to porno tapes and magazines.
Yeah. Well, I ain't never did no back.
The weirdest nickname a significant other ever called you?
Tweety Bird.
Prince Spence. That's about it. That's all I can think of. Is it ever okay to not use a condom?
Is it never okay to not use a condom?
Mm-hmm.
Is it never okay to... Yes. Okay, sometimes to not use a condom. Well, my lover, I don't use a condom. But, you know, that's the only one. But if I was out there slanking it, you know, they don't want to use a condom.
You sound like you're far away.
I was saying I only not use a condom with one person, and that's my boyfriend. But if I was out there doing something with other people, you know, if I was promiscuous, then yes, I would never always use a condom. If they didn't want to use a condom, I wouldn't do that with them. Safe sex is best.
Yeah, you sound far away.
I was saying safe sex is the best sex. If it's not my boyfriend, then if it's not with my boyfriend, then anybody else, I would use a condom.
I always use a condom. But, you know, I use a condom. Then, you know, getting in a relationship is a little different than you want to use a condom. But
right,
you always practice safe sex.
That's it. That's right.
Okay, food that you would like to use during a sexual experience?
Oh, food that I would like to use. Damn, I never did nothing with no food during sex. I never did nothing with food during sex. You know, mm-hmm. I never did that, so I couldn't answer that. I don't know.
I would use whipped cream and cherries. Strawberries. Yeah, strawberries and whipped cream. Yeah, I think that would be fun. Put it in different places and stuff like that.
You gave me an idea then. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have to do that next time I have sex with my boyfriend. That's different. I never tried it, so it would be a new experience to me. But that's okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Spencer.
Mm-hmm.
Give me ideas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, one sexual thing that you would never do?
Fuck a woman or have a woman.
Oh, okay. Having somebody to, like, piss on me, I would say no to that.
Ooh. Oh, that too. Ooh. Golden shower. Well, yeah, that's true. That's another one. But sexual experience that I would never have, and that's with a woman. Oh, no, ain't nothing she could. You better back up. I'll punch her in your face. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The biggest turnoff.
The biggest turnoff is...
Mm-hmm.
discuss, the biggest turnoff for me is what is it during what while having sex, or you know, it's a lot that you can turn you off. Is it having sex or during sex or just a turn off period? Because you can go a lot of ways with that.
Biggest turn off.
Because you can go a lot of places with a turn off. Because there's a lot of things that can turn you off, but during sex, you know, it's different things that can turn you off during sex.
I would have to say if it's like a hookup, you know, like a one night stand, and if they do something,
okay,
that would
like
be
a
like
one
a
night stand.
Yeah,
that would be a turn off to me. They dick don't get hard. That would turn me off. And they don't get aroused, and I'm working out, and it's just like, ugh, like what the hell? And I know I'm good at what I do. And it's like limp meat. Oh no, that's a turn off. I'm done. I ain't no need of carrying it on no more. Yeah, that's a total turn off.
Okay. The worst possible time to get horny.
The worst possible time to get horny?
Yeah.
Is while you in church. While you in church and you get horny? Yeah, I'll say that. While you in church or at somewhere where you can't get to the person that you probably thinking about. That's the worst possible time. When you know you can't get it. You get horny when you know you can't get it.
I would have to say the bus or the bus or work.
Yeah, okay.
Yep. Let's see. Okay, we're going to go to another song.
Ah, you better work, bitch.
Look, I said draw the partition. Draw the partition. Try and get some boy pussy. I don't need nobody looking. Freak next to me. Try and put me in his mouth. And I don't even think we can make it to the house. House, make it to the house. He a fashion killer, got Medusa on his blouse. Stay turned up, he don't never turn me down. But I can't relate him, cause he only smoke loud. Loud, he only smoke loud. And when I come around, man, you know it goes down. When he on that drink, said it goes down quicker. Fly young red in his mouth like liquor. Fly young red in his mouth like liquor. Fly young red in his throat like hiccups. Fly young red in his mouth like liquor. Lot like liquor, lot like liquor. Fly young red in his mouth like liquor. Fly young red in his throat like hiccups. Fly young red in his mouth like liquor. But when he gets to tripping, I draw the partition.
Draw the partition. Draw the partition. Try and get some good head. I don't need nobody looking. I know he only tripping cause he wants his dick in him. But I'm getting to the money. I'ma holler when I finish. I was on the phone probably talking about business. When I'm talking money, I ain't talking about pennies. Always talking bread, but as soon as I finish, fly young red in your mouth like a dentist. High yellow nigga, lot like lemons. Cutting fake niggas off like circumcision. Regina George niggas, you can't sit with us. If you ain't ballin', then you can't get near us. Flow so cold, man, I think I need earmuffs. All your shit weak, man, you need to do some chin-ups. Push-ups, pull-ups, sit-ups. And when they talk shit, I just draw the partition. Fly young red in his mouth like liquor. Fly young red in his throat like hiccups. Fly young red in his mouth like liquor. Lot like liquor, lot like liquor. Fly young red in his mouth like liquor. Fly young red in his throat like hiccups. Fly young red in his mouth like liquor. But when he gets to tripping, I draw the partition.
Alrighty, we're back with After Dark and with Adult Conversation and with music. We're about to go back to the questions and see what's going on. What was the... Okay. I guess the last question was the worst possible time to get horny. Okay. Do you like when your sexual partner moan? I have to say yes.
Yes. If he don't moan or make no noise while we're doing it, then I don't think I'm doing something right. If you just lay there like a dead fuck dead, hey, I ain't doing something right because we doing it right. They ain't going to be, they going to have to say, ooh, ah, or something, or keep doing it, or don't stop, or something. They don't make no noise, and I don't think I'm going to make some noise.
Right. The worst sexual idea you ever had?
The worst sexual idea I ever had?
Mm-hmm.
Worst sexual idea I ever
had? You stop our way.
I can't answer that because I don't have no dance. No sexual idea.
You sound far away.
I never had no bad sexual ideas.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't have an answer for that one either. Okay, let me see. The best sexual compliment you ever got.
The best sexual compliment I ever got?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The best sexual compliment I ever got was your shit is good. That you give good sex.
Oh, okay. Somebody said job well done for me, so that's about it.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Okay, let me see. The next one, fill in the blank. If they blank, we are fucking.
If they blank, we are fucking. if they blank, we are fucking. They. If they blank, we are fucking. If they look at me a certain way, we fucking. Yeah, if they look at me a certain way, let me know. Give me that certain look.
Yeah, you sound far away.
I said, if they give me this look, then we are fucking. Give me this look.
If I wake them up, we're fucking.
If you wake them up, you fucking.
Yeah.
So how you wake them up? Just wake them up.
Okay, you sound far away.
I say, how you wake them up? You just wake them up or you wake them up sexually?
Oh, you got to use your imagination. What is your favorite part of your body?
My ass. This is my favorite part of my body.
My private parts. Private part. Part without an S. Okay, let me see. Let me see. We're going to go to another song, and we'll be right
just
back.
Just one of them days when I want to be all alone. It's just one of them days when I got to be all alone. It's just one of them days. Don't take it personal.
I just want to be all alone when you think I treat you wrong.
I wanna take some time out to think things through. I know it always feels like I'm doing you wrong, but I'm so in love with you. So understand that I'm only in love, you're the only one I need. So have no thought that I want to leave, and baby, trust me, please.
One of them days
that a girl goes through
when I'm angry inside,
don't wanna take it out on you.
Just one of them things.
Don't take it personal.
I just wanna be all alone when you think I treat you wrong.
Don't take it personal. Baby, 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 baby,
don't
baby.
Take it personal.
I sit and think about everything we do, and I find myself in misery, and that ain't cool. Hey now, I really wanna be with you the whole way through, but the way you make me feel inside keeps me confused. As I swing back, move to boot, it's not because of you. I never want you to be insecure, so won't you understand that I'm only in love, you're the only one I need. I'll be there for you when you need me, boy, so baby, don't you leave.
Hey,
that a girl goes through
when I'm angry inside,
don't wanna take it out on you,
just one of them things.
Don't take it personal.
I just wanna be all alone when you think I treat you wrong. Just one of them days.
Just one of them days that a girl goes through
when I'm angry inside.
I don't wanna take it out on you.
Just one of them things.
Don't take it personal.
I just wanna be all alone when you think I treat you wrong.
Personal, baby, 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 baby. Don't take it personal. Yeah, don't take it personal.
Just one of them days.
Just one of them days a girl goes through
when I'm angry inside.
Don't wanna take it out. Don't take it personal.
I just wanna be all alone when you think I treat you wrong.
Don't take it personal, baby. Personal, baby. Personal, baby. Personal, baby.
I know you've got
Burnt a bag full of dog shit.
Okay. We back. Sean, are you there?
Yes, I am. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Yourself? Let me see. The last question. I got one more question. What do you wear to bed?
What do I wear to bed? T-shirt and my panties.
Oh, okay. I wear shorts and a t-shirt. Last question is, when was the first time you masturbated?
When was the first time?
Yes, it says, when was the first time that you masturbated?
I was 17. And it just, I was taking a bath and washing, and it felt good, and ooh, I kept doing it, and it happened. I've been doing it ever since.
For me, it was like up in my room. I had to be like good, like 14, and I don't know. I got some naked pictures, and I was looking at them, and I didn't know what it was, so I just did it, and it happened. So, okay, so that's the end of After Dark, and we'll see you next week. And we're going to go out with some music, and see you next time.
Good night.
Good night.